The following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Could you turn mine down? Spencer's really loud in mine.
Really? I hope you air that. Can you start the podcast with that, please? Thank you.
I'm gonna take my headphones.
Maybe you just have really sensitive ears because, as you reminded me this morning, you haven't slept in 7 months. Heidi did not like that I told her I'm going to start videoing her meltdowns in the middle of the night. I'm just so glad life seems to be getting easier. Shout out to anybody that has more than one child and a functioning life. Like, you give yourself a pat on the back because I know I was not designed for this level, and that's why I waited so long. I think I knew I wasn't capable of being a parent.
You're a great parent. What are you talking about?
It's very stressful. Last night I had to break my sobriety. I made it 3 days and just watching Heidi, I needed a dang margarita. It was a skinny, but
okay. Well, this girl was in front of our house, so that was really scary. She parked in our driveway and was casing our house. All the houses in the neighborhood.
Shout out Next Door app. Heidi's a freaking... You need to start posting in there. You're such an active user. You should.
I only get crime alerts, okay?
Well, you're very on it. This person on this street said this. I'm like, oh my gosh, Heidi, you're my mom now. Shout out to Janet Pratt.
It's crime, okay?
I know.
It's something that personally affected us.
So I was saying I made Heidi a little upset. Oh, not a little. Actually, twice now I've made Heidi upset. It was earlier today when I said I'm going to start videoing her meltdowns in the middle of the night when she doesn't get to sleep. And she didn't like the word meltdown. So
yeah, Gunnar, tell him.
It's not a meltdown. It's a how would you describe it?
It's a frustration.
Frustration, yeah. And it would be amazing content. I need to get a better night vision camera, though, because I know I can't turn the light on. And then speaking of making Heidi upset, I totally blew it on Mother's Day and did not get Heidi any flowers. I thought they were going to send a huge arrangement because I kept talking about the Spidey promo codes. I assumed they were going to send them on behalf of me.
I think you have to reach out and make that effort.
Yeah, so big mistake. Well, what happened was this painter reached out to me 2 weeks ago and said she was going to do a custom painting for me as a gift for Heidi for Mother's Day. And so I thought, oh, this is better than flowers. It's a sweet, thoughtful painting that is of Heidi. It's a freaking Heidi portrait. Nope. Heidi looked at me like, what the F is that? It's a beautiful painting, but it was not flowers or a card.
It just didn't seem like it was from you. It seemed like this girl reached out to you and said, hey, I'd like to do this. So there was just nothing thoughtful from you that you gave me. So I just wanted like a card from you or, you know, I appreciate the painting. I think it's amazing. I didn't know you're going back and forth with her so much, but I just wanted something from your heart. That was all.
I could have ignored the DM.
Yeah, you could have.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? I've had 6 double shots of espresso. That's how I'm with on an empty stomach, which I'll tell you, do not try to hand feed hummingbirds. My hands were shaking so much, the hummers were very scared of me. Yeah, and then besides that, what else? I feel like there's so much going on in this. Oh, yesterday I was... For my new MTV show, I had goats on my back. Yes, goat yoga is real. It is way gnarlier than I was led to believe. Those goats are not chill. I'm covered in bruises from them jumping on my back while trying to do yoga poses. Not chill. Also, filming yesterday, I had a witch on the episode, a real-life witch. And she made a potion that was supposed to make me have lucid dreams. I didn't have one dream, so I guess my witch spell protection was up. I don't know, but yeah, I can't wait for you guys to see Spencer Pratt will heal you. MTV, I'm going to be fire.
So I'm just having a hard time because it's been 7 months of no sleep, and I'm trying so hard to be the best mom I possibly can be, and I feel like everything in my personal intuition tells me not to sleep train him, and I'm hoping he's just going to take a sleep turn here soon. because he's starting to eat. I know he has teeth coming in. He's starting to crawl. So I just feel like there's all these huge milestones. And at the same time, I'm only getting like an hour of sleep. So I feel like any human would have a hard time with it. It is very challenging. It's definitely the most challenging part of being a mom for me. And I just don't know what to do because I'm so tired. And I don't want to be this tired. I want to like fully enjoy it. And I wish I wasn't tired. I'd like staying up with him. I want to be there for him fully. So I just am kind of at a hard point here, and it's where like your body just starts freaking out. So it's not even, I'm just not fully functioning. So I don't know what to do because I don't want to sacrifice like Gunner for it. I know, that's what I'm saying, Gunner. So I don't know, I'm not quite sure what to do. Seems like whatever I'm doing is wrong. I've read books, I'm trying to do the best I can. So I don't know, it's very hard. Gunner. So I'm just having a hard time with it, but hopefully we'll take a turn here soon, or else I think I am going to have to do some kind of sleep help. I thought at 7 months for sure babies just slept, but not my baby. And then we were at a restaurant yesterday and the guy was like, well, I don't like sleeping either, this stranger. So maybe some people just don't like to sleep or just don't need as much sleep. Maybe this is like a lifelong thing for Gunner.
There's definitely...
You don't sleep that much.
There's definitely a term. I forget what it... Maybe it's like...
Nocturnal?
Power sleeper. There's a certain type of people that only need like, I want to say 4 hours of sleep or something. I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but I know there is some type of person that does not need as much sleep. So Gunner's probably one of them.
Oh, great. Yeah, but anyways, for Mother's Day, Spencer totally made it up and brought home flowers.
The card's still being worked on.
Not good
with words.
Just a signature is fine. And he brought me home flowers the next day, too. So it's more about the thought overall that I really appreciate. So we are completely great on Mother's Day. So thank you for making that extra effort after.
Yeah. No, I failed big time. Well, I'm just not used to Mother's Day. I did your birthday. We did Valentine's Day.
It's new.
It's a new... And it was all distracting because we had to get up so early. I mean, Anna was with you all the time. I couldn't, like, sleep.
And
I'm trying to be relatable. I got so many DMs from so many women who said their husbands blew it on Mother's Day. So I'm really just trying to make other women feel good, like... That's me.
Good for you.
Just trying to make my viewers just...
Yeah.
Like, oh, even Heidi had a horrible Mother's Day just like me. So, you know, I'm just thinking about the bigger picture, honey.
Yeah, good job. Good
just
branding.
Trying to connect you with all these other mothers that got no flowers and cards from there.
But you know what I really thought you were going to get me? And I was really excited, and I've been waiting for it and talking about it a lot. I thought you were going to get me a Danielle Wellington watch.
Oh, I actually did. It's still in at the P.O. box. I forgot our address, so I sent it to the P.O. box. I need to go to the post office. It's the nautical one that's going to match your nautical bracelet.
That's what I wanted.
Your nautical dress.
Yeah, the NATO fabric band. That's the one I wanted because it's summer coming up.
Maybe you flipped out seeing Philip, the founder, who was backpacking through Australia. And then, you know, he was an exceptionally well-dressed man, Daniel Wellington. One thing Philip loved about his style was that he wore a designer watch on a NATO fabric brand. And Philip was completely inspired. So when he went back to Sweden, he decided to refine this look. And that's when Daniel Wellington was born. Go to www.danielwellington.com/Spidey. Use the code Spidey to receive the 15% off your entire order.
And right now I'm loving the classic Sheffield. The black leather strap is just so chic. So that's the one I want too, Spence.
All right. Well, I'm going to save Mother's Day with that classic Sheffield from Daniel Wellington.
And if anyone else messed up Mother's Day, you guys can get one for your wife, too. Go to www.danielwellington.com/Spidey. Don't forget to use promo code Spidey at the checkout to get 15% off your entire order.
If you like this show, then check out the new podcast, Single AF, every Thursday on Podcast One. Donna D'Errico and Charisse Neal are a couple of ex rock and roll wives who've been there and done him. Whoa! And they tell all the dirty details with great guests. Check out Single AF at Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. Also, remember to rate and review. What a great title, by the way. That makes me want to tune in. Single AF with Donna D'Errico and Charisse Neal. And they did them all.
So another big thing that happened was I got the movie role in a Christian movie that's very exciting. We'll be there June 27th and 28th in Dallas. It's a woman who is this Christian mom of three, and she dies in a car crash in the beginning, which is great because I can't be there that long with Gunner. So we're all going to go to Texas. Are you excited, Spence?
Oh, my gosh. Another flight. With the miracle baby, where I get to carry his potential stroller, his car seat, his diaper bag.
Will you check the car seat?
Yeah, just more luggage. This is going to be such like a chill trip. I was thinking, wow, I can't wait.
Thankfully,
and then also on the whole time while you're on set, I get to hold him nonstop.
Well, that's why I was thinking maybe I should have my mom come so you have a break because you haven't had him just by yourself for 2 days straight and putting him down and feeding. So I don't know. If you want my mom to come, she's available to help. But if you can handle it and you want to do it, then great. I'm excited for you guys to have that time.
I saw the trailer for Kristen Cavallari's reality show that she kind of broke the news for on this podcast, but really didn't. It looks incredible. Kristen's a dang star. I saw Brody Jenner's IG story. He's out pitching his own reality show with him and his fiance.
There goes the Hills reunion.
So the Hills reunion reboot is a wrap because we definitely needed the Prince of Malibu, Brody Jenner. And now that he clearly is on his own hustle and doesn't want to be with the rest of the cast, that Hills reboot is not going to happen. But the good news is Justin Bobby and I have been messaging back and forth. So maybe it'll just be Spidey and Justin Bobby, the new Hills. You know what we could do? I should do a dating show for Justin Bobby, like trying to find him love.
You could definitely do an online series.
That is so realistic. You're a great accountant and producer. Miracle Baby yanking out your hair is...
This is just getting really hard. I can't even go to the bathroom anymore because every time he finds the toilet paper and rolls it down, and if not, he like lunges out of my arm to do that. I mean, it's getting really challenging. I need like a portable crib.
And then what else in the news, I guess... I don't really watch the news anymore. It's so boring.
Oh, hi.
There haven't even been that many police chases lately. What's happening? Tell us.
Well, Mother's Day was fun. We went to the country club.
And you didn't get to eat one bite of the buffet.
I didn't get to eat. So we went to the country club, which is fun because all these people are wondering how we get in there because Spencer's dad is a member. So it's funny because there's all these billionaires everywhere and
giving
millionaires.
Us dirty looks like, who let the riffraff in the country club?
Yeah, totally. But so it's even more fun. But the girls at the front loved my Snapchat, so they let me go use a room to try to nurse Gunner in. And I tried to nurse him in the bathroom and everywhere. He wouldn't eat. But he was crying and so hungry, so I kept trying to feed him. So then I didn't get to eat because I was dealing with a crying, hungry baby. Ended up not eating anyways, so I should have just ate myself. But then at the end of it, it was really fun because we took Gunner in a golf cart, and he loved it. So I think the moral of the story is just take Gunner in a golf cart all day, and he would be really happy because he likes the part he doesn't like about the car is being – like not held. So him being held in the golf cart, going slow with the wind in his hair, he just had a great time. So that was really fun. And it was fun being with Spencer's mom and with Spencer's older sister and her kids, who are so cute. So that was great.
Well, don't worry. We're going to celebrate Mother's Day again. Is our star here? We're having one of my favorite podcasters on today in a little while when she arrives fashionably late. Oh, she's not even late-ish.
But you know what, Spence?
I didn't finish. Her name's Jackie Schimmel. The bitch Bible. Really, I'm a huge IG story fan of hers. So
we went on her podcast when I was pregnant.
We did. And she's great. I love... Are they married yet? Yeah, that's her husband, right?
Yeah, I thought so.
If not, they better get married. Just got word. The superstar Jackie Schimmel is in the building. Let's get the bitch Bible star in here. Woo! Today's guest, like I already mentioned before she was in the room, and she is very fashionable, not late, she's just fashionable, is Jackie, who is a dang podcast superstar.
Thank you.
Like, we're elite level, goals AF, just like single AF on podcast one. Oh, shameless plug, look how I did that. Jackie, we went on Jackie's podcast when Heidi was pregnant, and now we have a baby in the background.
You?
It's just full circle.
This is like a playpen in here.
The longer
Heidi's
you're
describe
on the floor. There's food. There's bottles. She's literally sitting on the floor with a microphone. The baby is very, very cute, and I actually mean that because I just, you know, don't throw out compliments lightly. And I literally feel like I'm at Jamboree?
Yes, the kids play place.
We just need Barney to walk through the door.
If we didn't have people coming into the studio immediately after, I'm sure it would even be more insane in here. We'd have like a crib.
You're like 2 months away from a ball pit or something.
Yeah, it's coming.
Like fully happening in here.
Podcast I need something one, to like enclose
the new
in.
Chuck E. Cheese minus the gang fights. Yeah. So we need to bring up Jackie's husband, who is my favorite non-social media star, but he just isn't aware of it
yet.
He
would die if he heard you saying this. I can't wait to play this for him.
Pretty much, he's my favorite influencer right now.
Oh, he's such an influencer, yeah.
He plays it off like he doesn't like you filming him, but I think he secretly loves it.
I will tell you with 100% certainty, he hates it.
He clearly hates it. My favorite are when you catch just BTS moments of him, like, you know, checking himself out. He's very stylish.
He works really hard at it. He's going for this, like, effortless, like, fabulous thing. A lot of work goes into those outfits. It's not, he doesn't just wake up and throw it on.
And you guys spent, what, a month in London? That was probably my favorite story.
3 months in London for the past 4 years.
So her husband is one of the ex...
He's a music producer and a songwriter, but he does he works with a lot of people from Psycho, which is the Simon Cowell's label. So he goes out to London for 3 months to work with different artists and to do all the music for X Factor.
Well, I tried to link you up with London's most entertaining human, and I it never happened.
Oh, that's right,
Nicola.
Say Stephanie?
No, my sister.
Your sister lives in London?
Socialite.
She was just.
You might have caught her.
You might have caught her on Fox. They referred to her as in the Chiron as London socialite, talking about Harry and Meghan's wedding, which I'm sure the British people were wondering how she has a voice about that.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say she was invited.
No.
She might be. I would not put anything past Stephanie.
Well, she could have been.
For her.
Her ex-boyfriend is Kate's sister's husband's brother.
Okay, so Pippa's
husband's brother was my sister's ex-boyfriend. So she almost
She should have hung in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good one.
She blew it. So yeah, Jackie's London content was incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, that means a lot coming from you.
And your story has just been on fire lately. I'm glad you're posting more. I feel like you're more invested in it. I hate the word rant, but when you're just in your car, just complaining about things.
You know, I'm not like a social media person. It doesn't come naturally to me. I'd probably be more successful if I was liked it better, but it really bothers me. But I have to do it. And so I just do it in my own little way.
It is amazing. It's like...
It's an acquired taste, you know? There's no green juices or anything.
I'm working out. I hate it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, I had the best workout.
You know why? Because people on Instagram, especially just like this whole like hashtag influencer generation, makes me want to move to like a kibbutz and like lock up the windows and never speak to anybody else again in my entire life because it's so disgusting and embarrassing.
Do not even get me started. And for any of you influencers listening, I'll continue to like your photos because I'm political. Okay?
Ooh, I like it. But on the inside?
When I stop watching their content, all I say to Heidi all day, I'm like, is this person for real? Like, are you kidding me? You are your own dang photographer. You're not a model. Like
why are you tucking your hair behind your ear? What are you, what's like, what's going on?
That drives me freaking nuts. Because it's like, well, then I need to be a model. If you're a model, because you take your own photos and tag brands in it, like, can I be a dang model? Like,
you provide content, though. You're singing. I mean, you've put Taylor Swift back on the map.
Bless you.
Lay it on. Right. Tell him. Give him some compliments.
Thank you.
Build this Thank guy you. Up. He no, needs a little. Are you an influencer? That's the question. Are you an influencer?
I have a subculture influencer. I influence nectar, hummingbird,
eating,
crystals,
environmentalism,
espressos. You know, I feel
so
like
you're like a different type of
yeah,
influencer.
I'm underground. I'm
right.
Not,
so let's make that clear
put
for
it
the
this
listeners.
Way. I'll give
Authentic.
You a perfect. My favorite brand that I've used for years, but like, cause I really needed it. I watched them do so many sponsored ads with like influencers. Cause, oh, I'm a pretty girl. Hey, I can look pretty with Photoshop too at a van. I'm throwing you under the bus here. I see it all day long. I say to Heidi,
ooh, I love
this. I said, why are they paying this girl to hold this sunscreen? I don't even believe she used that sunscreen. She's in a tanning bed. She's not using sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm out here actually using these products all day long. A real freaking, you know, yes, shout out to Ven. They do send me some stuff, you know.
Okay, free thank God.
Yeah, okay. I'll get some free merch. But I know they're paying these women.
For sure.
And it's like, it drives me nuts.
It's annoying.
And then I'm not going to name them, but I have people I know. Oh, this is hard. Yeah, they're just people who have egos.
They're not listening.
They're definitely not listening. But like the ego that like these women have from being influencers, that is which I respect the hustle to be.
I don't respect it that much.
I respect if you, because I can't get these checks. You know, like, so they've created a platform where they get paid, which.
Certain people I'll, you know, give a pass to because either I'm friends with them or they're cool. But, you know, in the majority, you're really annoying me.
And the ego, like that's what drives. Like, there's people that think they're better than me.
Because
like,
you bought some followers and now you're like, you know, hustling tea.
Hey, shout out Teamy Teas. I love to the detox cleanse. Call me up. I'm available. No, I'm shameless. I would love to be one of these.
That's
freaking,
what I respect about you. At least you're honest about it. I'm like not trying to do any of that
well,
stuff.
Well, you're a multimillionaire podcast superstar.
Oh, please.
Yeah,
please.
Come on now.
Throwing up. That is not true.
Yeah, everyone. She's big time. We have a major guest today.
Oh, please.
Miracle Baby. Hey, when are we going on our double date, by the way? You have to come to us. So we can only go about 15 minutes.
Is it a double date plus
obviously.
This little one?
Yeah. Well, so we'll take you to Tallulah's, our favorite spot. It's freaking phenomenal.
We'll have to venture from Northern California over in Calabasas. Hi.
Do you ever see Kardashians?
Like, I've had
sightings.
Yeah,
for
but
real?
They don't do it for me. I don't really.
No, I'm not thinking you're over here like, oh my God.
No, but I freak out.
Some of our viewers might.
Yeah, we have viewers that are like, oh my gosh, she lives in Calabasas, the Adidas brand.
Kylie, and you know, I see Caitlyn Jenner a lot at the movie theater.
What movies is Caitlyn seeing?
I saw her, what was the last one?
I know what movie she's seeing. Adrift.
Adrift coming June 1st.
Ooh. That's gonna be number
Caitlyn
one.
Caitlyn Jenner's.
She's gonna love
it. She loves a good love story.
And a strong woman to root for.
Yes.
Was that an ad segue that was flawless?
We're
Heidi.
Working on it here.
That
you know.
Was flawless.
Thank you.
You know what I wish? I wish our day was like Adrift because it's based on a true love story of hope and survival against all odds. And I feel like sometimes that's us, Spencer.
Starring Shailene Woodley and Sam Claflin.
So this is a great movie coming out that everyone should check out. And they have amazing on-camera chemistry, which is rare.
I think they have off-camera chemistry, to be honest.
Well, this story is emotional, suspenseful, and surprising.
I'm all about the dynamic filmmaking, which will have you on the edge of your seat. I know I'm currently on the edge of my seat just reading about it.
Well, it's really cool. And also, it's like a strong female empowerment tale. And Shailene's character is a fighter who never gives up. And I love that in women. Don't give up, ladies. Keep going. And her resourcefulness. And it makes her someone you want to really root for, you know?
I just can't wait till June 1st when this amazing film, Adrift, is in theaters. I mean, who doesn't want to go see an inspiring true story of two free spirits whose chance encounter leads them to love and the adventure of a lifetime? A story of two sailors, Tammy and Richard, who set out on a journey across the Pacific. However, they couldn't anticipate they would be sailing into one of the most catastrophic hurricanes in history. In the aftermath of the storm, Tammy awakens to find Richard badly injured and their boat in ruins with no hope of rescue. Tammy must find the strength and determination to save herself and the man she loves.
You know what? I was watching this trailer and I literally got goosebumps because it starts out so casually. It's one of those movies you don't see that happening. They're talking about their passion of sailing and you see these two in love and falling in love. Yeah. And then, boom, storm hits, game on, gets intense. I'm really excited about it.
They should just have you narrate the trailer. I'm in. Do you know that Brody is marrying a girl named Caitlyn and her last name is about to be Caitlyn Jenner?
No. Oh, that's amazing.
That is an amazing side.
Is it with a K or with a C?
I think because Caitlyn met... So Brody's Caitlyn. Brody had a Caitlyn before...
Like a year or
before...
So before.
Caitlyn Jenner,
Do you think she jacked the name?
That's my conspiracy.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
You don't meet, it's too close to home. That's way too inspired.
And I don't think it was a name that she had her whole
life. Yeah, because she had a different one.
It's also not generation appropriate. You don't meet people, if you're deciding your name at that age, you don't pick Caitlyn. You'd go for something like Janice.
Gertrude. Or Saint.
Lois.
Yeah, I will say that I wanted a more famous baby name. I'm glad Heidi did a more common name. A lot of people say my son's name's Gunner, which I never.
No, I think Gunner's cool.
Me too. Yeah. I think it's cool.
Cool, but not too cool. It's not right. Like you named him like Kale or
Kilo.
Kilo is my top name.
No way.
Yeah,
he loves Kilo.
Well, because my buddy was named Graham, and I was like, Graham's such a good name.
I think of Scarface and Substance.
Cartel. I was thinking he could
be a
cartel leader one day.
I think Gunner is good because it's. I only met one Gunner.
Never met a Gunner except
this
guy.
And it was my little brother's friend when he was 3. That's it.
Yeah. Now he's 28 and we're...
Different
sorry, generation. I'm having age problems. First off, referred to this singer friend of ours, Morgan Saint, calls me dad because I'm so old.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
Oh, that's not old.
But these people are 20 that I, you know. So yesterday I'm filming for this MTV thing and the talent they have for this. I go, how old are you? She's 22. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so old. She's dead serious. She goes, what are you, 25? I'm
get the F out.
Actually hate you.
I hate you.
You just leave. Fire her, even though they probably didn't pay you.
But also, that's a compliment.
That's what my mom said, but it's to me, I know. It's somebody who's 22 thinks 25 is old. So.
Yeah, but when you're 50, you're going to be like, oh, I was so young when I was 34. What was I thinking?
That's what my mom said. How do you think I feel? I'm turning 70, Spencer. I was oh, sorry, Mom.
Whoopsie.
It's all perspective. Life's all about perspective, you know?
So true.
Do you watch any reality shows right now? Because you never.
What's your? So you know, I have to limit it because I could get into a vortex very, very easily.
Heidi was there for many years.
I mean,
I just came out. Unfortunately,
I'm still in it, to be totally honest, I'm a Real Housewives person. Yeah. I'm a Vanderpump Rules person. I'm a Southern Charm, OG Southern Charm, Charleston person. I don't like the New Orleans one. It's trying too hard. I can't
count.
And I think that's it for my reality shows.
You don't watch Below Deck?
I can't with it. I don't like things that take place in the water. I don't know why. Oh. Except for Adrift. I can't wait to see that.
On June 1st.
Yeah. But what about New Jersey or the Jersey Shore?
Nope. Can't get into it. I start getting anxiety, and I also get really, like, this is going to sound weird, but I get very easily nauseated, and when I see their living conditions and, like, just the filth. This is, like, season one. I used to literally get nauseous when I would watch the show.
God, I would pay, if I was a millionaire, I would pay Jackie to go on Big Brother.
I could never.
She quit. You couldn't keep her in.
Oh my. I'd be out.
One day in that bathroom.
So I had to clean the bathroom the whole time we were in Big Brother because for Spencer's sake.
Yeah.
Too. And no one.
Not
because
Spencer did anything in it. Like, that's
I was like, please clarify.
No, because
like,
whoa, that came
going on.
No, Spencer.
Because Spencer is a germaphobe. He's a germaphobe.
I'll faint.
And so no one was cleaning these bathrooms, and I was like, oh, Spencer's going to freak out.
Oh no.
Yes.
And I'm a woman, and I'm like, no.
So I cleaned it. Cleaned it the whole time we were there.
So gnarly, but yeah. Ooh. So when I get rich, I'm scouting you out. Wait, you don't watch Siesta Key? I feel like you would love Siesta Key.
I don't. Do I need to start watching
it? You start on like episode 4.
What is it like?
It's un-freaking believable.
It's like a mix of Laguna Beach and the Hills.
But way better. Way richer.
New style.
Young?
Yes.
That's what I mean with
young. The main star is turning 21.
Okay, got to get into it. You just sold it to me.
And I went and partied with them, and I was like, these are they're the real deal. Like, what I see on the show, like, I was like, you guys are really like this. This is amazing.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, like, not like, we do this for TV. It's like, wow, you really just get on these boats, pull up to these docks, get blacked out. Like,
okay, gotta get into it.
If you like, it's like a Vanderpump without, like, oh, let's pretend we have jobs.
Right.
We're not 38.
Right.
But I love Vanderpump and I hate him, just saying.
No, Vanderpump is.
It's a
journey.
This is young blood.
Okay, cool.
Okay,
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, I just pray to God it doesn't get canceled.
Oh, man.
It's hard these days, these shows, because of these freaking influencers taking everyone's time up. Nobody has time to watch TV anymore.
Got to stop putting boring people on TV, too.
Well, that's what's my problem with The Bachelor. I was the biggest Bachelor junkie, and I feel like back-to-back, sorry, Elon, I know you're not listening, Mr. Producer, you should. And that's why I didn't shout your book out, because I never see you shout our podcast out. Boom, got you, player.
Oh, I love it.
So, yeah, that's the problem with The Bachelor is I feel like ever since Corinne, it's been downhill. Like, why didn't they make Corinne The Bachelorette?
They should have.
Right now. Like,
it's not too late.
Yeah, bring her out. Do you watch her story? She is about that life. She's in Cancun, like,
she's
spring break.
I'm mesh
like,
body suits with pasties on.
I'm like, and then you see
she
her dad. You see her meet the family.
Oh, my gosh, Raquel
the nanny.
So, like, there must be a legal thing with what happened on that one. But they should have never sent her to Bachelor in Paradise. It should have gone.
No, she was a gem that needed to be
Bachelor.
Cherished.
Oh, she's too extra. That was probably what they were saying. I don't know. But it's
Bachelor
like,
in Paradise is amazing. Amazing.
Well, they should have not set Chad up. Chad had so much potential.
Ugh, I hate that guy.
See, that's what they did to Chad.
Do you know that he tweeted at me? I've said something about him on my podcast.
I remember when we went on.
Something like, or I don't know, something about just being very uninterested in him in that way. I don't want to speak ill in front of your son. In that way. And he said, oh, please, I'm so out of your league. You're a 6 at best. That is, first of all, I know I have a face for a podcast. That's not true. He would love to be with me. I wouldn't touch him with a 45-foot pole ever. Not on his best day and at my worst. Okay, so let's just clear that up really quick. Chad, you wish, Chad.
Speaking of,
forgot you even were alive, Chad.
I forgot that you post your haters on your IG story, the screen grabs.
Yeah.
Who are these dark, evil people that like want to address your like ranking? I'm like, damn. I always thought people are coming for, maybe it's Chad under bot accounts.
Chad.
You know who else had an issue with you that caught us by surprise, but I think you guys have neutralized it now. So we were out to dinner with Caitlin Bristow and we were pumping you up. And she's like, She called Sean a bootleg Ryan Gosling.
Did I?
And now I only see Sean as like, not a bootleg Ryan Gosling.
By the way, this is so crazy because I don't even remember. By the way, I must have said that like years ago. And this is funny because they reached out to book me on her podcast. And I was like, sure, I'll go on their podcast. So I got booked. And then mysteriously, like a week later, I started getting tweets and messages saying, oh, Caitlin was talking about you on her podcast, and then I kind of listened, and whatever she said, I said, like, didn't really sound that bad for me. I mean, on the scale, like, that was like a 0.003. I was like, oh my God, that's like kind of nice, actually. And then I mysteriously got canceled to show up or to be on a guest on her podcast, and then we just, you know, I'm like, it wasn't a big deal. I didn't cry about it or anything, but it was kind of funny because I'm like, is that really like that bad? That's like one of the nice, you should hear things that I say. It's awful.
Like, and Ryan Gosling's like a heartthrob. To be like a less Ryan Gosling is still a compliment.
I don't know if you were supposed to blast this story.
No, no, she's like public about it.
No, she tweeted about it, okay, or whatever.
Yeah. All right.
Caitlin knows you tell me something, I'm like,
okay,
you have to say,
just
don't
making sure.
Say this, Spencer, and yeah, multiple times.
To anybody ever listening.
I don't think
this
is going to be like a front page of people. Yeah,
I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
No, it's all out there. I thought it was funny. Okay. I'm like, that's like really nice of me, actually.
So the Lady Gang got their own television show. Would you do your own television show?
I would do, yes. I would do a, I always said no until like a year ago. And then I was like, okay. But like never a reality show. But if it was like a late night format, like the same format kind of as my podcast that could move, where I could still say whatever the hell I wanted with minimal consequences, which doesn't sound, you know, probable. But yeah, no, I would do it. Just nothing reality format.
Move over to Chelsea Handler.
I was just saying, why haven't you gone to like, have you pitched to Netflix or Hulu or Amazon?
We take 10%. Yeah, okay, yeah. Sarah will take
you. Let me go
you.
Out with that. Yeah.
No, we have
20%. Yeah. 20%.
No, I've got a thing.
It's working. Something's cooking.
We got a thing.
All right. Because that thing, is, thing. I'll
we'll take a less percent than that person.
Yeah.
Okay.
It up. How about you just buy
about
that dinner
7%.
We're going to go to? You're going to drive to it and then just treat us to that dinner for like suggesting the thing you're already doing. But yeah, you need a show.
Oh, thank you.
I already watch it, and it's so good.
Thank you.
I wish Heidi had more time to watch anything, but you can see Heidi. Isn't
by the way, the body looks fantastic.
Thank you.
I mean, well, amazing.
Thank
well,
you.
She holds,
it's called sleep deprivation.
She holds that baby all day long,
yeah,
too. I can barely hold it for like 5 minutes.
Oh my gosh, she's making direct eye contact with me.
He's actually was a little upset that you guys were acknowledging. He kept screaming at people. He's like, hello. So when do you think you want kids?
Well, you know, it's I'm not feeling the feels yet. You know, they say like after you get married and then your kids or your friends start having kids, you start to like feel those. It's not really clicking in for me yet. I don't know if something's wrong with me. I'm just not, the instinct hasn't hit yet. I'm thinking like 4 or 5 years. Andrew's thinking like two years or like a year. He would be more, it's easy for a guy to be like, oh, let's do it right now. I'm like, that's cool. I don't get to eat sushi or drink for 10 months. And then I have to shove a human out of my vagina. Not a hard sell.
It's,
no,
that's,
not dying.
That's all kind of the easy part.
Yeah. When she just described it, I was like, oh, actually, that was what I remember.
That's really fun.
Pretty chill variety.
And then the after, I mean, then that. Then you're like stuck with it.
You are definitely stuck with it.
I honestly don't think I would be as challenging if I slept.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so fun. Like, I don't want Spencer to take him up in the morning so I can sleep because I don't want to miss it.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to miss the smile.
Would you get a night nurse or is that something you're worried
about? I don't want to miss it. I don't want someone
real
else
talk,
up with
this
him.
Has happened now twice. Okay. She's so deliriously exhausted. She wakes me up at like 7. She's like, you need to take him upstairs. I need to sleep. So mm-hmm. I take him upstairs. I'm upstairs like, really, we're just hanging out for 5 minutes. All of a sudden, zombie lady walks up like, I'm missing his best time. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, that's because you're a good mom.
Because in the morning, it's special. And I don't want him to wake up and be like, where's mommy? And then I miss the special smiles. Yeah.
That's very sweet. I'm going to night nurse it hard.
You know what? If you can and you're into that, good for you.
If I don't sleep, I will resent my child, my husband, innocent strangers walking down the street. Everybody.
Well, just make sure he gets you a Daniel Wellington watch for Mother's Day.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Okay? Right.
Okay.
I didn't get Heidi anything. Well, the Daniel Wellington watch, I ordered it. I just didn't
Must be on back order. Everyone was ordering it for Mother's Day.
I think, yeah.
When did
you order it question. Mother's Day?
I used the code Spidey, but I think I spelled Spidey wrong, so it came back to my inbox. I don't know. So, God bless you.
Hi.
Are you still in downtown LA with your podcast?
No, I moved companies, so I'm at Pacific Design Center now.
Oh, good.
Way better.
Way better. Across the board, way better.
Yeah,
I'll just say.
I didn't want to say, like, that was the worst thing ever.
But it was a cool building.
Yeah.
And there was good cafeteria downstairs.
The cafeteria was fine. It was awful there. It was awful. I dreaded going there. But now I'm like, Pacific Design Center, we got a view. It's great. Love it.
Robertson.
No, do you ever go into Maxfield? Because it's right there.
No, I don't.
Because I just went in there trying to buy a pair of jeans.
Oh, we had a conversation about that.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
The cheapest jeans, they had to go in the... I actually had to tell the saleswoman. She's a very nice girl. She's so young. I was like, real talk, I can't afford anything in here.
How about this? Sending me the photos. I'm like, no. What's the price?
How much were the jeans?
The cheapest ones I found were $300. Which, that's great for designer jeans, but I literally was like, can you please go into the back and, like, find me something? She's like...
From 2011.
Maybe some used jeans.
Damaged returns.
So, but we're talking everything in there. It was minimum $1,200. I'm like,
It's rough.
I shopped in there once or twice back in the day.
Oh, no, I said when I walked in, I was once a millionaire in here. Remember that?
You had, a reverse pretty woman moment.
Don't judge me. I used to spend a lot of money in here.
A reversal Julia Roberts. Love it.
And they're like, yeah, okay, security.
Big mistake.
Security.
Huge. So was that homeless guy, Joe.
Just get him out of here. It's a riffraff.
That's amazing.
Do you ever go to that Earth Cafe? It's popping.
I can't with that place. No. Talk about hashtag influencers with their matcha and their and everyone's like posing like this and looking off into the distance. What are you looking at? You know what I don't understand? Okay, it's one thing you want to do it in the privacy of your own home. Great. Recruit your boyfriend. Recruit your sister. Get your photo in. Put it up, girl. You know, hashtag sponsored, hashtag ad. Great. Mazel tov. The problem is that when people hold you, like, socially hostage and you're waiting to, like, go into a store because some bitch is posing in front of a pink wall.
Oh, my God. That was my favorite video you did.
What are you doing? How are you doing this?
She's like, pink, paint your own wall pink. There's that wall.
It's a pink wall. That's it. There's nothing. It's a wall that's pink.
I think
so.
For
our listeners that are not LA based and do not see what Jackie's talking about, there is a wall on the side of a street on Melrose.
On Melrose.
It's just pink. And there are people line up. I'm talking, I've seen 30 people there before.
Oh, my God.
And they're leaping and looking and boomeranging.
Well, see, that's the thing. When you have a baby, you're not waiting. If someone has a photo shoot, you have to wait till I'm running through. You want me sprinting in it? Like, we have things to do. I would never wait for someone to take that photo.
So Jackie rolls up on that wall and she's like, hey, you guys can paint your own wall pink. And
You did this to them?
It's just a pink wall. Funny. Every time I drive by it, I'm like, go to the Do It Center. You get a tester can for $4.99. Paint a wall. Get some poster board at Michael's. Tape it up. There you go. You're welcome. You have a pink wall at home and you can just embarrass the shit out of yourself in the convenience of your own
home. This influencer world. When you just brought up the matcha teas, if I see one more girl teach their recipe of making matcha tea.
Hey, maybe it's helpful.
It's not.
Heidi's so positive.
Google.
No, it's okay.
I know, Heidi, you're like a saint.
I'm only shading them because I'm jealous. So Jackie actually can't stand them.
Well,
I want to be a rich model.
Give you attitude. Some of them give you attitude.
They all give me, like...
That's why I think that's where it's coming from.
It's like, hey, yeah, I film myself all day long on Snapchat. You do Photoshop all day long and post your photo. Like, we're in the same, fame whore freaking clique. Like,
yeah.
You're not better than me.
Yeah, you're just more honest about it.
You have a great haircut. It's looking really good.
Thanks.
Is this new?
Every week.
Every week? Every week.
Andrew, step up your game and they're not listening. But if you're Mr. music producer, bruh. Mm-hmm. New levels. Heidi is on another level. He's actually loving it.
He is really enjoying himself right now, full blown.
Hey.
He has a great life.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
So how often do you and Andrew, I feel like, do a lot of date nights?
We do. Yeah, we try because he works so much. So when he's like, you know, we try to do Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we go out.
What's your favorite spot right now?
We're like Malibu people, so we...
Nobu Malibu.
No,
I have never seen
Nobu. I don't do that.
Nobu.
I'm not like a huge Nobu person.
Taverna Tony's.
No. They had a health inspection problem
Did
in
they?
The kitchen. We do like, you know, little beach house. I'm not supposed to talk about it, I don't think. Someone told me I'm not supposed to say it. We're like, you know, we like Soho House, Malibu.
No, people tag that all day long. And
I know, but
phones.
Apparently if you're a member, you're not supposed to say it. But I don't give a shit. We go there all the time because it's really close and it's pretty. And that's like kind of all.
Hey, maybe next time you're at Soho House, you could ask them for the $250 application fee that they denied.
Oh, isn't that hilarious?
Heidi applied $250,
and
they don't give you back the money.
Application.
It's literally like a setup. Like
it's pretty brutal. It's kind of savage, but amazing.
Who pockets all that cash? The guy, like, what if it's not? It's like your homies or my friends in high school that would just stand in front of parties and charge people that had nothing to do with the party.
Genius.
Yeah.
Full genius.
Yes. So I was like, Soderbergh.
Oh,
shout
yeah,
out
like,
Soderbergh.
$5 to get in. You're like, you don't even live here. You don't even go here.
Thousands of dollars. People would be like, oh, okay. I don't have. And he'd be like, I don't have change.
I'm going to start doing that now.
Yeah,
like, sounds like a fun side gig.
Next high school party I see is going to be Pratt Daddy in my Pratt Daddy shirt standing there like, yo, kid, pay up.
Set up a little kiosk. Sell your merch.
Oh, speaking of selling merch, hey, Nicole Richie, why are you coming for my crystal game? Yeah, I said it. Everyone's tagging me on your post. All of a sudden, you decide to drop crystal necklaces on chains.
Ooh.
Oh, and then you try to do a little post. I always did this for my friends, but now I'm going to start selling them. Girl, no one believes you. You saw Proud Daddy out here making mad paper, and you're like, oh, he sells his for $150. I'm going to sell mine for $1,400.
Are hers going for $1,400?
I just need to step my freaking prices up.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. That is savage.
And my crystals are light years better than her crystals.
I really like that.
Oh, yeah. This is...
That's a beauty.
But you use stamps.com.
Oh, you know, that's
Heidi.
Why I can drop my prices.
Love it.
You know, because I use stamps.com, so I don't need to charge $1,400 for my merch.
True.
Because I save so much money for my freaking postage, and I buy and print the real U.S. postage for any of my packages. If I had a letter that I had a Mother's Day card that if I had written one, I would have used stamps.com. And they even sent me a digital scale. So I kind of look like a cartel member in my snaps because I have a big scale, and people are like, what are you weighing, bro? I'm like, just crystals. Don't worry about that. And the reality is, right now, you can use Spidey for this special offer, a 4-week trial, and it includes postage and a digital scale. So don't wait. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Spidey. That's stamps.com. Enter Spidey.
Yeah, 4-week trial. Yeah, 4-week trial. Use Spidey for this special offer, including postage and a digital scale.
That was flawless, if I do say so myself.
You know,
those are my editor notes. Unbelievable, you two.
Heidi's just on a roll today.
On a roll. Wow.
Heidi's
with the
segues. Got diaper Woo. Money. She's ordering this new formula from Germany. The steaks are. We need that.
That Gunner is not going to eat. He's totally not going to eat this formula.
That's like expensive custom formula from Germany.
Oh my gosh.
If you're going to sell formula like in Germany, this is what bothers me about other countries. I feel like anything you buy in this country has every dang language possible.
True.
When you like open up the directions, this formula only comes in German. It's like, yo.
You got to get that app.
Our godfather, thankfully, is half German. Or not. Gunner. Ah, little baby. Ah. So Heidi screenshotted it, but I was like, that's so German of them. Like,
oh, it's so Germany.
Oh, figure it out, American.
So Germany, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I'm so happy you don't have to drive to downtown anymore.
I know. Isn't that nice?
Oh.
It was rough. It would take me 2 hours sometimes. Oh, and I would just cry in the car. And I'm like, why am I doing this? Oh. And I wasn't getting my ad revenue. So how do you like that little subtle shade?
And if you didn't already know, this is The Bitch Bible with Jackie Schimmel.
Yeah.
Did I say your last name right?
Yeah, you did. That was perfect. Right. You know, I don't really know where the name came from. It just, like, just happened.
Oh, hi. We're looking at you.
Hi.
We're looking. And
who's your nanny?
Your nanny is here.
Your nanny. Oh, that. I will watch that show. Oh, my gosh. Please, E, Jackie the nanny.
Jackie the nanny. That would be, that would get canceled 5 minutes into filming. The lawsuits that would ensue, yeah.
What do you think of the royal wedding? I'm a huge Meghan Markle fan.
I think she's the American dream.
I am. People who do not like, I would buy her merch so fast.
Like, she is. I love the drama that's going on, like behind the scenes. It's like she's a real person. She was a Deal or No Deal briefcase girl. Unbelievable. That was my dream as a child, by the way.
I want to know if they actually scouted her out knowing that her extended family would bring this circus on the road. Like, are they?
You think?
I mean, they have MI6, they have James Bond type people. Like, you think they didn't know that this dad and this sister, and then my favorite is the half brother's wife's daughter. Like, they're actually getting paid by, like, Good Morning Britain to be
like correspondents.
Correspondents. They have no actual, like, blood connection to this girl, and they're, like, at the royal wedding, like, oh, my dad's brother's, like, why isn't my sister a correspondent?
That's unbelievable. Yeah. And was she. Suits is on, what was that on? Like Life?
USA?
USA? Yeah, like, so, like, never really, you know.
And I just love that now her hard shift rebrand of, like, I'm a social ambassador of, like, the UN, like Angelina Jolie.
I mean, everyone's got a cause these days.
Oh, my God.
It's so, like, exhausting.
Just wear some royal jewels and look pretty.
Yeah, let's just do the thing.
Like, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I feel like she's going to take the whole throne. Like, I think she's going to, like...
How do you think she's going to do that?
Like, murk out the whole, like, everyone's going to have heart attacks, and she's, like, the only one alive. Like,
she's just carrying around that Deal or Deal briefcase with, like, full of tricks.
In it or something. I don't know. I just think she reminds me of, like, the Khaleesi. Like, she has dragons somewhere just ready to go. I hope so. I would love her to be the future queen.
Me too. I like her.
I am, like...
I'm so down for her.
I'm going to get a shirt with her face on it. That's, like, my next...
Oh, they have them everywhere in London. On the streets of London, when they have, like, a royal wedding, they sell, like, merchandise with just the couple all over. It's the weirdest thing you've ever seen. Flags and coffee cups and T-shirts and towels. And it's crazy.
Did you know that... I don't know if Heidi knew this, and it blew my mind. The royal wedding, the richest people on planet Earth... are making the peasants pay for the wedding.
I love that about Great Britain. Oh,
they are making the peasants pay for the wedding.
Is that insane?
It's like the fact that the British public, like, are allowing that. Like, you have dang castles, you have jewels, like, sell a crown to freaking... And then they're mad at Meghan's dad for doing some setup pap shots for getting ready. It's like, give the guy freaking some gold coins out of one of your treasure chest if you don't want him to get a little
one of those peasants.
Yeah, it's like
we paid for part of that.
Oh, maybe that's why. So we just got hit with the, like, a month ago, hit with the biggest bill or tax bill from England that I am convinced is because I do bootleg impersonations of the royals on my Snapchat.
Okay.
And the timing of me doing these and all of a sudden getting hit with a tax bill from Her Majesty's Internal Revenue. Whatever.
Oh, why? Because from Big Brother?
Yeah, but the first season we did not get hit like this. It was like a...
Do I have one of those coming in my future? That's weird.
And they give you 24-hour notice.
Oh, my God, really? Because what if
Andrew
is, like, an employee?
Yeah.
But he has a visa. I don't know. How does
tell him, get ready.
And you have 24 hours to pay it?
Yes. It was a rough 24 hours. Like, we didn't eat dinner that next day.
Oh my God, that is so savage. What do they do if you don't pay?
I don't,
off with your head.
Scare. I mean, I don't want a problem.
Through U.S. taxes.
Like, of
you
course.
You can go to jail.
Okay. Well.
So yeah.
So that's that was, not.
So
ideal.
I think we paid for like a flower at the wedding.
Oh yeah, you paid like, for like a bridesmaid dress or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, one of her niece's cousin's sisters.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, little baby. Oh, Heidi's gonna talk now.
I just need a sip.
Yeah, you need a break, girl.
I know.
Damn, that's a lot. It's a lot. I'm exhausted.
I keep saying, how many people have more than one of these?
And I want more than one.
How many do you want?
Two, I think, is good.
Yeah, two is good. Was there a point in time where you were like, six?
Five.
Yeah, you know, pushing it would be three.
Yeah, three's a crowd.
Three is, you know.
Three, you need like a big car.
Because you think when they're older, too, like this is just such a stage. Like, I love my siblings, and having them, I think, is so important. So
yeah.
For me, I want him to have the siblings, and if it is, it's a hard moment in time, but it does go by fast compared to
yeah,
life.
Yeah, you want him to have a sibling.
Yeah. So
it keeps you more normal.
So one,
I mean,
for
no
sure.
offense to only children, but it's just kind of a thing. I actually don't take that back at all. I know a lot of only children that are great, but I know a lot that like needed a brother or a sister because you need to learn how to share. Okay?
So I'd like one more at least, maybe two.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking probably one.
Yeah.
And a brother would be really cool for him because I like, you know.
We'll yeah.
But I don't know. Well, we'll see. One day at a time.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. You're only 7 months out, girl. You need a full night's sleep and then maybe think about it again. Yeah. Let's get 8 hours under your belt and then we'll talk.
I don't even know what that would be like. It's funny, your pregnancy.
You're on ecstasy or something.
So the thing is, now when he's sleeping, so I wake up minutes before he does. Mm-hmm. So I'm convinced if he starts sleeping again, I'm not.
Yeah.
I think I'm at like a point of no return.
No.
That I'm never going to sleep
again. Never again. You're just going to be a full zombie.
Never slept again.
Oh my yeah. God.
I don't know.
That's brutal.
But anyways, it's great and you should have kids soon.
Yeah. Well, you, I mean, you're really hard selling it over there. I'm like.
Andrew, get your
side.
Today.
No, if
or
you can do, if you can do a night nurse or sleep train and you're okay with it, like this is really hard for me. I don't want him like doing that. I'm like, okay, if I can help him, I'm going, you know, so.
What about the Ferber method?
Yeah, so my sister did the Ferber method and it worked really well for her. But it's just letting him cry himself to sleep.
You got to find a crib with a lid in it, some ventilation, and then you just go to like a bar across the street.
A lot of people do that.
No judgment.
I know.
Ferber method.
If you can do Ferber method, good for you, honestly, like probably the way to go. Maybe I should have done it, but
I mean, in my dream, that's what I will do, but
me
I
too.
Probably would not because I can. My dog starts crying in the middle of the night and I'm ready to breastfeed him. Like, I like get crazy.
I,
so if it was a child, I'd be, it's yeah. gonna be a nightmare.
No, I totally yeah. thought that I could semi sleep train. I thought so. I was like, you know, but then I had him and I can't, so
yeah.
I'm just like, it goes against every part of my personal being and intuition, but I would like to in my yeah. dream world. It sounds smart.
right
sounds like a really good
your head
idea.
And your heart are not
they're
you
torn
know. yeah well he's so cute. He's a good boy.
Eventually he'll sleep.
Yeah, one of these days.
Next year.
One of these days. That's so cute. He's delish. So delish.
Well, I think we have to get going anyways because we
have a hard out at
have
one.
Have a hard out.
We're like the,
love a hard out.
Yeah, we are.
They're starting to get harder yeah, every time we get here. They're like if we don't give Heidi and Spencer a hard
they
out.
Start standing at the window now, like the
knocking
whole,
like this.
They're like if
the
we don't give them a hard out.
Like, okay, we know
one of these.
I'm like, can you guys give us a window from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. to be in the studio?
Well, you also have your jamboree cleanup hour. Hours. Yeah. That tacks on an extra 20 minutes.
And set up,
yeah.
I just keep telling the podcast after us, when you get as many reviews on your podcast on iTunes, you can take your time as well. You know, we're winning the most reviews.
Oh, really?
You
love that. It's a good spot to be in. You got leverage. You can wait in the lobby.
Yeah, you better. And shout out to our listeners who give us those reviews because they actually have juice over here in this podcast world, which is fascinating.
Yeah, they matter.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Makes Fighty Famous Again. And
thanks to our magnificent sponsors.
He's like a witch, a white witch.
Sponsors!
Magnificent sponsors! Go to stamps.com, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage, and use the code Spidey for a 4-week trial.
Get your stylish new watch by going to daniellewellington.com/Spidey and use promo code Spidey at checkout to get 15% off your purchase.
And make sure to see Caitlyn Jenner's favorite new movie, Adrift, starring Shailene Woodley and Sam Claflin. In theaters June 1st.
Download new episodes of Make Spidey Famous Again every Wednesday on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts.
Leave a 5-star rating. That means click only the 5th star. Don't start at the 1st star. That would be a 1-star. Don't pull a Spencer. And leave a nice review. It can even be short. It can just say Spidey. The algorithm will count it as a review, and we need them. So thank you so much. Do not miss Jackie. Her podcast is one of the best on the planet. She inspired us to become podcasters.
Aww.
She now is in a way better mood because she doesn't drive to downtown LA.
Yes.
So she's even less bitchy.
Or actually way more bitchy.
Whatever you prefer. But also, make sure you watch her IG story. It's a gem.
Thank you. Yeah. The Bitch Bible. It's out every Tuesday, so go listen
on
to it.
On all
platforms, anywhere you can listen to a podcast.
Even Spotify?
Maybe, I don't know. You can find it. Do a Google search. You'll figure it out.
And then her IG story is Jackie Schimmel.
Yeah, at Jackie Schimmel. S-C-H-I-M-M-E-L.
Okay. Yeah. So if you're one of those people that hates working out and wants somebody that complains about it, and Jackie's your girl.
Yo, you want a real girl?
Yeah.
You want someone real?
Yeah.
Real girl.
Check out Jackie.
You want a real influencer? You check out.
That is me.
Shout out Andrew, our guy. Hashtag Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
Influencer.
Huge influencer over there.